Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Chapter one of this show is how the tea leaves are out that the New York Knicks want Kevin Durant, want Giannis Antetokounmpo, and want Jason Kidd. And it is possible they're going to try to do all of it. So we talked a lot of Knicks to begin this show. Recently, we've been talking about the Yankees. They take on the Red Sox tonight. Who is their biggest rival? Some still think it's the Red Sox, but there's been a lot of pushback, especially from Teak, that it's the L.A. Dodgers. I've suggested their biggest rival is the New York Mets. I put a poll out about 14 minutes ago.
And the results are trending towards?
It's trending a certain way. Now, we've got about 1,200 votes, so a decent sample size. It is close. The only team that we could really rule out in terms of polling is the Houston Astros. The Astros only got 13% of the vote because I think most Yankee fans, for a combo of two reasons, don't feel that way about the Astros. Number one, the roster is just very, very different. They're not the same. Altuve is the last man standing, and he stinks. And I also think getting to the World Series last year kind of ends it. They got, not that they got past them because they didn't play the Astros, but they got past that level.
That was their bugaboo. That's where they kept getting hemmed up by the Houston Astros, and without them, they were in the postseason last year.
They got knocked out.
They didn't face them, so they got past it anyways.
Yes. I get confused. Detroit and Kansas City beat the Orioles and the Astros, and I always forget who beat whom. Right. And the truth is, it doesn't matter. But right now, the Astros are only getting 13% of the vote. Rule them out. The other three are close. But currently, the leader is your defending champion, Boston Red Sox. And by defending champion, I mean the champion of the rivalry. They've been the rivals for long. They're at 33%. The Dodgers are at 29%, so pretty close. And the Mets are at 25%. So pretty split amongst Yankee fans.
Let me ask you then, Evan. Who is the Mets' biggest rival?
The biggest rival to the New York Mets right now, there are three options.
Phillies.
The Phillies, the Braves, and the Dodgers. And I think that this week against the Dodgers, playing them with three very close games, a few extra inning games, seven games in total this regular season, all recently, losing them a year ago, them being kind of the benchmark, has enhanced the Dodgers as a rival. That is a new thing. I wouldn't have said that a year ago. In division, the Philly Brave thing is tough because the Braves have a tortured history with us. So our history with Atlanta is clearly them. But with the Phillies, it's geographic. And, they're our closest rival right now. We played them in the playoffs.
And they're good.
Yeah. Who do I hate the most?
I think it's Philly.
Yeah. Well, I hate their fans the most. Then again, the Dodger fans are such douches. I don't know. It could be them. And Brave fans are just a bunch of hicks. So they're horrible, too. They're actually they're a trifecta.
Okay, so forget the fan for a second, because that sounds like it's equaling out. What players do you hate the most?
Bryce Harper.
There you go.
Shohei Ohtani.
Really?
Those two guys jump out at me. Absolutely. I cannot stand Shohei Ohtani. I think he's a great player. He is so overrated by the national media. They kiss his ass. They can't wait to talk.
He pitches too. It's unbelievable. Right. He's amazing. I can't believe he did this.
Just say it when he does it again.
That's exactly
it. I know he's throwing off the mound now at this point, but who cares?
Exactly.
Do it in a game.
That's it. When he pitches in a game, we could talk about it. Until then, stop, giving him a back massage every time we talk about it.
Aaron Judge is the best player.
Aaron Judge is the best player
in Major League
Baseball. 100%.
He's got a 100-point average on him.
Who would dispute that?
Nobody.
What kind of idiot would dispute that?
The people who say Shohei Ohtani's a great pitcher, too.
Well, the people who say that are stuck in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We're in 2025. We're talking about right now. Now, you want to tell me Ohtani's going to come back and he's going to dominate on the mound? It's a different discussion. I'm open to change, but in this moment, he's not, and I'm sick of him. And I just, like, I don't know, just everything about him pisses me off. And it's not even him. That's the weird part. Like, it's not him doing anything. I hate him through the media, through the prism of the way he's treated. He's not a bad guy. I don't even bring up the gambling stuff, which everyone loves to bring up. Oh, he probably secretly gambled. I have no idea if he gambled. I don't accuse him of that. So it's not even about him. It's about the way he's talked about. Anyhow, more on this and your calls next, but first, Cinco. Cinco to Five.
I thought I deleted this. Cinco to Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, I'm here to give you the top five reasons Evan hates Shohei Ohtani.
That'd be the greatest adjustment of all time if you pulled that up.
No, that's a joke. So we started the first hour with the Knicks offseason and how there might be some sexy names on their way to New York. So I'm going to give you the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
And let me preface by saying none of these are mutually exclusive, meaning I think I could see three or four of these happening. So they're not just one and dones. I could see a lot of these happening. So number five, hire Steve Kerr. As reported yesterday by the brain of Evan Roberts, 1 year left on his deal. The window is closing in Golden State, and it's a full circle moment for the Knicks and Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I think the only coaching hire that would be like the ultimate splash is my idea of Steve Kerr or your idea, which you've been saying even before Tibbs got fired, of Eric Spoelstra. Those are the two guys that would cause like an earthquake if the Knicks were able to pull off.
But a lot's got to happen for both of those guys. But Steve Kerr is up. Spoelstra's got a long time.
Steve Kerr is more realistic than Eric Spoelstra. Yet people bring up Eric Spoelstra and probably look at Steve Kerr and dismiss it. But Steve Kerr only has 1 more year left on his deal. Spoelstra's signed forever. He's probably going to move upstairs at some point. Steve Kerr could happen. And I'd be curious if there was any secret reach out. And maybe the reach out was quickly denied. Maybe Kerr said I'm not interested.
Do you think he has the appetite to do it?
I don't know him
enough. To move all the way across the country?
Well, I don't know him well enough on what he thinks of New York versus living in the Bay Area, but in terms of his legacy, he's already won a bunch of championships there.
Yeah.
Maybe they win one more, maybe they don't. And honestly, if he does or he doesn't, I don't think it makes a difference.
Well, the one a couple years ago was improbable.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's already done enough there. So I think if he's concerned about legacy or thinks about it and wants to be like Phil Jackson, go to another team and win a bunch of titles.
No, I don't think I realized he was born in Lebanon.
Yeah, because his father was, I forgot. There's a whole story around everything with his family. Yeah, and I don't want to get it wrong. That.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I was trying to look out and see where he's from.
Yeah. I don't know his connection, though, to living in New York. I know he considered the Knicks job.
Right.
Before he took the Warrior job, and Marv Albert said, don't work for Dolan.
Here we go.
Number four.
Again, this is the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason. Just hire Rick Brunson. And bring in every family member of Jalen Brunson and Rick Brunson and start your own Knicks bloodline story angle. You might as well go all the way with it.
Would you call that a splash? Or would you call that a, oh my God, this is not good?
I would say, out of all the things that could happen in this Knick offseason, trade for Giannis, trade for KD, maybe this should have been number one. The thing that would garner the most attention and reaction is the Knicks hiring Rick Brunson. That, I mean, everybody would just lose their minds. Everybody would have an opinion on it.
It would be polarizing.
Big time polarizing.
It'd be some, this is great. A lot of them be saying this is ridiculous.
And you know what's sort of unfair about that, Teak? He's a longtime assistant.
Of course, and we have no idea how he'd be as head coach.
He
could be fantastic.
He could be good. It's just the optics of it would not be good.
Definitely not. Here we go.
Number three.
All right, the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason. Trade for KD. I mean, Shams said it yesterday that the Knicks made an offer for Durant at the deadline. We've speculated, was it Karl-Anthony Towns who was in that offer? But the idea that they had interest in KD at the deadline leads me to think that they are going to make a serious push for Durant here in the offseason.
The only Kevin Durant trade to me that makes sense is flipping Kat for him. Now, would the Phoenix Suns do that? Probably not. I don't know what the Suns are thinking because of their odd situation that they're in. But if you don't believe in Karl Anthony Towns and you could move off of his contract and bring back only 1 year of Kevin Durant, who can still play even if it's not all 82 games, that's the only trade to me that makes sense involving the Knicks and Durant.
Here we go.
Number two.
All right, number two on the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason. We've talked about it a lot. You hire Jason Kidd. You trade for Giannis. They have history together in Milwaukee. Kidd has history with Jalen Brunson. And Jason Kidd, hired by the Knicks, I would say this to Evan. Once a Knick, always a Knick.
It doesn't ring like the Giants.
I've been
it's a
able,
good try.
That is true, too. The Kidd stuff, Kidd has done so much to me as a Net fan that there's nothing else he can do. He has stabbed me so many times that I'm like unstabbable, if you will.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, think about it. Between the migraine with how it all ended, between playing for the Knicks and hitting a game-winning three, between coaching my team and then leaving in the middle of the night. Like, there's so much stuff around him that, yeah, if he won a title with the Knicks, that'd be like the worst thing that could happen to me as a fan. But him coaching the Knicks, it's like, I'm unstabbable, bro. I've been stabbed a million times.
I'm saving that tape for when Jason Kidd leads the Knicks to a title.
But I just said the title would kill me, though.
Yeah, but
did you miss that part?
No, I didn't miss that part, but I feel like you're not giving it enough attention and credence of him winning a title here and how much that would just stab you.
It would
more.
Stab, but I just said that. I think
there's still a flesh to be stabbed, if that makes sense.
Yes, but I don't. Okay, so maybe this is the contradiction. Help me guys out here. If the Knicks hire Jason Kidd, I am not going to just freak out about, oh my God, he may win a title here. I'm not. If he does win a title here, it will be one of the worst things I could ever encounter as a fan. But I'm not going to be worried about it until I start to think, whoa, this is going to happen. So I know that's short-term thinking because my long-term thinking should be don't hire him because of that risk.
Yeah, and you can't think about that until he actually has interest or the Dallas Mavericks give him permission.
Right.
That's the conversation. Otherwise, what are you talking about?
Right. He's not even close to getting the job. But even when he does get the job, I'm not going to freak out. If that's what you're looking for, Loogie, you got to wait. Sorry.
Last but not least.
Number one.
In the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason, hear me out on this one. Tommy Lugauer's brain is reporting this. Celtics are rebuilding. Would you say that? Retooling?
Joe Mazzullo.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
You trade for Jaylen Brown. Now that we give him an, you know what I mean? I don't want to do this. I'm not saying I want to, but an Anunoby, a Bridges, a Mitchell Robinson. You get back. I don't know how the money's going to work. He's making a ton of it.
Big miss by you.
Oh, hold on. I have some ones that just missed the cut.
Who just missed the cut?
Who just missed the cut, Rosie? Trae Young. Young.
No. Okay. I mean, I'm embarrassed by you.
Really?
Because there's one that blows everything away. There's one that would rock the foundation of this city like it's never been rocked before, and yet you're not even thinking about it. Now, I'm not suggesting it's going to happen, but then again, you never know. The number one biggest splash to ever happen this offseason is when LeBron James walks through that door.
But there's no chance of that.
I know, but there's no chance of a lot of things he said.
I mean, Jaylen Brown is realistic.
Is it?
Because if they decide to strip it down.
Then I trade him to the Knicks.
Of course, it's too much money. But it's realistic he could get traded somewhere. Right? They could just blow it up and who knows. Obviously, Jason Kidd is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, most of the list is all speculation.
Yeah.
LeBron is just a non...
If LeBron James walked into the doors of L.A. and said, I'm out, don't want to be here anymore, and I want to go there,
do you want
he'll
LeBron
be there.
James?
On LeBron? No, I do not want LeBron.
That's what I mean.
I do not.
I don't think that Nick wants him.
But that's not the spirit of the list. The spirit of the list is the biggest... What was it? What would you call it again,
Tommy? So I would say it was called the top five splashes for the Knicks this offseason.
Well, that would be a splash.
But a splash is like a good thing.
Come on.
It's like a splash of soda on vodka.
We don't know of a lot of the things he said end up as good things. But I'm sorry. While I agree with you, it's not going to happen. And I agree with you, it may not be the best thing to happen, even if it could. That is the answer to the biggest splash of this offseason.
On the subject of splash, though, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Splash Brothers.
Yeah, but I would argue, yes. So, well, not Klay Thompson, because that's not a splash. Steph Curry, it would be. But I would walk through the door and tell you LeBron being traded is more realistic at this point than Steph Curry. I thought a year ago it could happen. It didn't. I was wrong. I thought, boy, Warriors are trending the wrong way. Steph politely asks for a trade.
Yeah.
LeBron's already jumped from team
Makes
to
sense.
Team.
I felt like Steve Kerr.
I felt that was more like he was going to go to L.A.
Who's that?
Steph.
Well, I think the Lakers made the call, if you will. Or yes. No, wasn't it the Warriors made the call to the Lakers about LeBron? I think it was maybe. The other way around.
Maybe. You might be right.
So that's the answer. The biggest splash, as unrealistic as it would be the Knicks acquiring LeBron James. Mike is calling from Tom's River. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on? Good afternoon, gentlemen. How is everyone?
All's well.
What's up, man?
All's well. Well, I wasn't going to... Before I get to my actual point, I really wasn't going to answer it, but you know who the Yankees' biggest rival is?
Who's Go ahead.
It doesn't matter who their biggest rival is, because little brothers don't have any other rivals besides with their big brother, and big brother takes care of their other so-called rivals. So all the little whining Yankee fans, just sit down, relax, let big brother handle all your adversaries, and we'll make sure you at least come see us in the World Series.
Right, you got to win a World Series before you become a big brother.
That was a great call, though.
It was. Even you got to win a World Series, right?
I know, and I know the Mets aren't big brother, but that was funny.
At least even get there more times than the Yankees in the last decade.
I know, but you're being too literal with the man. The man is just simply saying, I mean, first of all, it was such a great call. Like, it doesn't matter. Then he whips out, don't worry, we'll take care of
that
you, little brother.
That was such a WWE call.
It was.
Solid WWE call.
It was. Like, Diego's in East Meadow. Diego.
Let's keep it talking about WWE. If you want to be the man... You got to beat the man. And in 2004, the Boston Red Sox stole my soul. I canceled my season tickets.
Wow.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
So it's got to beat the Red Sox. And, Peaky, I hate to bring this game up all the time, but when we lost to the 49ers in 2003, it took me forever to get over that.
Right.
Like, we won a Super Bowl in 2007. But it wasn't until we went back into San Francisco and won that game into overtime that I got over that loss. So for those reasons, you got to take your rival down. It's got to be the Red Sox.
I mean, you make a good point.
Well, yeah, Diego, because they never took them down since.
And Houston falls into the same category.
Sure, you could use the Astros,
You haven't taken them down.
But does it matter when you get to the World Series either way? Like last year, did it matter that you didn't play the Red Sox or the Astros? Didn't matter.
Not really.
And I'd argue you took them down because you got further than
them. And it's such a shell of who they were. It's not the same Astros team, as we've talked about multiple times. But I think getting to the World Series diminishes it with the Astros.
I think so. And even with the Red Sox, like I get 04 was this pendulum changing moment in Yankee Red Sox history.
Yeah, the problem is the Red Sox have been so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, are you really a rival? You can't even play on the same field.
But you know what's funny? Like they haven't always been bad. Like in 2021, they beat them in the wild card game and got to the ALCS. In 2018, they won the World Series. It's just like the Red Sox they're not consistent. And so when they're good, they're really good. Mm-hmm. Like they did win a World Series more recently than the Yankees. They've won a few of them more recently than the Yankees. But then when they go down, they're just not relevant. Man. So they're very, very streaky in that regard. And to Diego's point, the Yankees haven't gotten playoff revenge against the Red Sox because they lost to them in 2018 and they lost to them in 2021. But the reality is, do you need something like that? You're better than them. Like, you're going to win the AL East this year, and they're not even going to be a fart near you. Like, isn't that better than anything else? Jonah in Bergen County. Hey, Jonah.
Hey, guys. Take on the biggest rivalry situation. I'm 25, so for me, it's got to be the Astros. But currently, it's the Red Sox. I mean, I get all this stuff on Twitter. I can't stand them. They can't stand us. They're a pain in the butt. I just want to kick them out of the stadium for these 3 days.
Wow.
And next point, I'm going on a trip in December, and usually I'm at the Commander games because I went to school in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, my friend and I are going to Israel, so I need to know how I'm going to watch this Giant game and this Jet game. Because
so my assumption
I'm one of those
is
weird people. I like both teams.
I got you. My assumption is, and I'm trying to figure this out for my own trip when I leave this country, a lot of services don't work overseas, but some do. I'm going to assume that YouTube does. Like, YouTube is one of those services that works everywhere.
Right, it's not going to location you and then ban you from watching something.
Right, which a lot of companies do. Yeah. A lot of services do. So I think if you get the NFL package and you're in Israel, or really anywhere, You'll be able to watch Giants, Commanders, and Jets, Steelers week one. That is my understanding. Now, if you guys have information, look it up, by the way, Rosie.
I've never tried NFL out of country. I should ask my brother, because he was over there for those Tampa games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if he watched any of the other games.
I'll tell you
how he did it.
A reason why I wouldn't think it'd be an issue is the NFL's trying to grow internationally.
Mm-hmm.
How else are people watching games? I figure they're getting the NFL package through the YouTube,
right,
and then they go watch whatever game they want.
And so, even from a timing perspective, I believe Israel's 7 hours ahead.
But Rosie, hold on. We don't need the time check. We need you to Google if there's any restrictions in Israel. You're giving us the information we didn't ask for.
But the timing is important for the guy.
We know the timing. Look up if you can watch it or not.
We're working on it.
Thank you. I wouldn't have cared if you gave us the timing thing. I cared because I said, hey, make sure that you can watch it over there. And instead, he's just saying, hey, I'll do some math for you.
It's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. We get it.
It is 7 hours.
I know.
I'm going to Europe in a couple of weeks, and obviously I want to watch every Met game. And I'm already doing the math. It's a six-hour time difference where I'm going. So if it's a 7 o'clock game, watch this. Hey, Loogie, six-hour time difference, 7 o'clock first pitch. What time does the game start for me?
3 a.m.
He's terrible. He's so bad at this.
Was I close?
No.
Well, I hated math.
I mean, you're close.
How many hours is it to midnight?
From now?
No, from 7.
5.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Six-hour time difference. What time does the
game start? 1 a.m. Thank you. You know what? You should be a tutor. Instead of putting me down like Evan, like, really? You helped me out. You were my tutor. Hey, and I had a math tutor back in the day.
Got
so
a lot of kids, man. You got to learn the tricks.
The real test for Tommy yesterday was we revealed Pete Alonso did an interview with Mookie Betts. It was really cool. They did a podcast together. And in it, Mookie asked Pete, because Pete and his wife were expecting.
This was like during the off day? Like,
oh, yeah. It was the last couple days. Probably like before a game.
Not
Mookie's
even
like, let's record
before
this.
The game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How long was it?
It was like 45 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did a good interview.
Just having a conversation with the guy you're about to play for?
Yes.
I mean, what the hell?
Do you have a problem with that?
I don't really, because baseball is like that. It's kind of just, let's just show up and do it. Hey, where are you going to dinner tonight? I don't know. I just heard this place in L.A., downtown L.A. is good. You want to meet us? Oh, sure. My wife was coming. She's in town for the night. Yeah, let's have some fun. That's how baseball is.
It's so funny.
Whereas
so,
football players be like, I'm going to murder you when I see you. If I see you walking down the street, I'm going to rip your neck off.
That was one of the things. We were missing a lot when you're off, but we missed that completely because when I was loading up the clip to play, by the way, get that ready because I do want to play this for Tiki from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was just explaining, Alonzo was on Mookie's podcast, listen to this awkward answer. And I never even thought about what you just described as an athlete, which is, you're telling me this guy went on his podcast and they're playing this week?
No. I thought, he filmed it during an off day. Mutual off day. I got a mutual off day. You got a mutual off day. We're playing tonight. Let's film this. Let's record this podcast.
I'm assuming they did it this week only because it was released this week. Yeah. Like, obviously, the Mets are in L.A. Like, when else would they do it? But let's see if Tiki picks up on this.
Go ahead.
And, I can't wait to get your opinion on this, too. So, Mookie Betts simply asks Pete, hey, your wife's expecting. Which is no news. We all know Pete Alonso's wife is pregnant. So Mookie asks a very fair follow-up, which is, when is she due?
She's due later on. Yeah. Oh, there you go. She's going to be due later on. She's in week 23 right now. So
you don't know when she's due.
No, I do. I just...
Oh, you don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she's due later on.
It's just going to be... It's going to be kind of a... tough. I'll put it this way. We're gonna have to thread a needle. That's I'm gonna leave it at that.
I mean, you know what, there's only one way to do it. You just gotta do it, you know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm saying you got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
Now, Tiki, do you want to interpret what just happened here?
Yeah. Basically, his wife, who is 23 weeks pregnant,
correct,
meaning she has 17 left,
mm-hmm,
which is roughly 4 months and a week, puts you, you know, like end of August, September.
No.
I mean, end of September and and October.
Yes, there
so,
you go.
So, you know, he doesn't want to say, I might miss, like, major baseball. At that point,
okay,
that's what he was trying
to say. You picked up on this.
Yes, I definitely did.
So that's what happened here. Pete didn't want to say the due date, not because he doesn't know. He didn't want to say the due date because it is like early October.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to call attention to it. But then by saying, he kind of called attention to it. But he said 23 weeks. So my favorite game with Tommy was, all right, how long before a woman gives birth? How many weeks?
Well, and that's then tell unfair me, for Tommy.
Come on, that's basic stuff.
Tommy, how many weeks is a gestation for human beings? Human females.
A what now? What was that word you threw at me?
From conception to when birth is. How long is that?
Now, you should know because we went over this yesterday. Do you not remember?
As far as I know, a woman is pregnant for 9 months.
40 weeks.
Right.
Thank you.
So
then I asked him, all right, so he's at 23 weeks. This is why I love Pete. He's such a doofus. Like, he told us how many weeks. You could just do the math. And we all got to the same conclusion.
Of course.
But Tiki's biggest takeaway is not that. Not, hey, what's Pete going to do?
Mm-hmm.
His biggest takeaway was, can you believe this guy went on Mookie Betts' podcast?
In the middle of the series. That's the only reason. It's just bizarre. You imagine, I don't know, Brian Dawkins calling me up on a Thursday. Brian Dawkins called me up on a Saturday after we traveled down, take the bus down to Philadelphia. Hey, bro, I know you guys just got in. You got team meeting. What time is your team meeting? Oh, it's 6 o'clock, man. What do you want to be, Doc? I know you're at 2 o'clock. Can you come on my podcast in like an hour? We'll talk for 45 minutes or so. Then you can go get lunch or something and go to your team meeting, and then we'll play and beat each other up tomorrow. Right? What the heck are you talking about?
I haven't figured Tiki out yet. I'm so surprised by your opinion. I don't like hate it by any stretch. I didn't see it coming.
Oh, Corbin Burns.
Yeah, Corbin Burns needs Tommy John surgery. It's a damn shame.
That sucks.
And, a lot of reactions to that. It's just a reminder why signing pitchers to long-term deals is so risky.
Yep.
I'll raise my hand. I wanted the Mets to sign Corbin Burns.
Yep.
I did, and David Stearns knew better. It's the risk that's involved. So best of luck to Corbin Burns. That sucks. Yes. He's out. And he did have the opt-out, so he's... Oh, my God. He signed, I think it was like a 5-year deal with opt-outs all over the place, but guess what? He ain't opting out.
No.
What a deal.
6-year deal.
6-year deal. How many opt-outs did he get?
That I don't know. $210 million contract. I'll look for the opt-out.
All right. Let's go to Andrew in Lawrence. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. Tiki, I just wanted to circle back on that comment you were about to make regarding the podcast.
Yeah.
I could tell what you felt. And don't hang up on me yet, because I feel the same way. Like they should not be talking. And this kind of circles back to the rivals. This to me is why there are no more rivals, because yes. These guys are so integrated.
Right.
You know, when I used to play football with my friends as a kid, I hated my friends when I was playing against them. And there's none of that
right. Anymore.
Like, you know, listen, I get the respect, but it just takes away. Like, I'm a little older than you, Tiki. I'm 56, and I hate interplay with right. The Mets and Yankees. It takes away everything, and same with the Jets and Giants. I miss that rivalry, but...
Yeah, you miss the actual rivalry.
Correct.
So who do you blame more for this? The asker, Mookie Betts, or the one who agreed to it, Pete Alonso?
Probably Pete.
Really?
Yeah. Say no. Hey, man, let's catch up in the offseason.
He could say no, but isn't it worse for Betts that he's doing
it? Let's catch up in the All-Star break. Mm. I don't need to be sitting next to you. There is technology these days that allows you to have perfectly clear and just like you're sitting in the same room conversation.
So you would have felt better, seriously, if it's middle of the season, but they're not playing.
It doesn't bother me. I just find it odd.
Oh, it bothers you.
I just find it odd.
It bothers you. I could tell. I like it, though. I do. I like that this bothers you. I'm surprised it bothers you. I didn't think of this yesterday when we talked about it. I figured, like, and Loogie even said this, like, would Beningo be pissed about it? Probably. Like, why are we talking to Mookie Betts? This guy kicks our ass. What are we doing? I'm surprised. But wait, hold on. I want to get back to this. It's May 10th. Mets are playing the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Mookie and the Dodgers are playing the Diamondbacks. Mookie says, hey, can we Zoom an interview tonight? Little Mets-Dodgers. And Pete says, okay, you're good with.
Yeah, because they're not playing each other.
Gotcha. I'm just making sure.
I can't be mad at Pete because he went yard multiple times in this series.
Exactly.
When was this? Was this before game
three? I'm assuming it was this week. Like, I don't even know when it was recorded, but because it got released and they were sitting next to each other, I've assumed they did it in L.A.
It had to have been when they were in
L.A. It had to have been.
Now, did they come out a day early?
Did the Mets? No, because they didn't have an off day.
So they didn't have an off day.
Well, they probably did. They played on Sunday afternoon. They got there late Sunday night. He's not doing it Sunday night. He did it the day of a game. Like, right. There's no question. That was done day of the game.
Yes. Either way, it was done day of the game because it was 4 in a row.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019. And what did Jazz Chisholm have to say as a guy that's moving positions and not asking any questions? What was his opinion on Rafael Devers saying, I won't play first base? We were talking earlier about the Yankees' biggest rival as they open up this 3-game series against their old rival, the Boston Red Sox. And Tiki made the point that it's the Dodgers. I was making the point it's the Mets. Some Yankee fans still think it's the Red Sox. Some still think it's the Astros. A very compelling point from Alex, who emailed me why it's neither of those teams. It's the Detroit Tigers. Now, the Tigers do have the best record in Major League Baseball right now, but that's not his reasoning. He says, we have unfinished business against the Detroit Tigers. To the point you've made a lot, they are the ones who beat us while we've had home field advantage 3 times, while we've beat everyone else when we've had home field advantage. And what he's referring to is the ALCS back in 2012. It is. That's the thing. It's a different world. But the Tigers have had postseason success against the New York Yankees.
No, there is a tie as well because of their manager.
AJ Hinch, you're right. Yeah, he's got the ties to the Astros days. If I'm not mistaken, and I'm doing this off the top of my head, the Yankees have never beaten the Detroit Tigers in the postseason. They lost to them in 12 in the ALCS. They lost to them in 11 in the ALDS. They lost to them in 06 in the ALDS. And I think that's it. I think those are their 3 postseason meetings against Detroit, and they're 0-3, which is not something you can say often about the Yankees with American League opponents. They usually get a postseason victory against one of them, not the Astros, but not the Tigers either.
It just doesn't feel hateful, though. I mean, unless you hate Gleyber so much that you hate that he's on that team and they're the best team in the American League right now.
That could add to it if Gleyber has a big series against you in the postseason.
Yeah, in the postseason. I think it's a, It could be a developing rivalry.
It's a developing story.
But yes, but I don't think it's the rivalry right now.
Yeah, you have to go back into history and say, hey, we and lost to them a bunch of times.
And if you have to think that much about it, it's not really a rivalry.
Fair enough. But a nice opinion there by Alex. But currently our poll still has the Red Sox leading, not by a lot, 34%, Dodgers at 28%, Mets at 24%. So as the Red Sox come to town, Rafael Devers, of course, is the designated hitter for the Red Sox. And you may recall that earlier in spring training and then a few weeks later, a few months later, Devers refused to go play first base.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do it. Didn't want to play third base. It was, hey, I am the designated hitter. Well, at first it was, I'm the third baseman.
Right.
Then it was, I'm the designated hitter. Jazz Chisholm is the opposite of him because Jazz Chisholm has gotten wild praise, and he deserves it, for coming to the New York Yankees and saying, wherever you want to play me is fine. You want to play me at third base? Cool. In fact, he moved to third base immediately last year.
Yep.
Then this year, they moved him back to second base. And now, after coming off the injured list, they've moved him back to third base.
Yep.
So naturally, and I'm glad that this was done, I think it was Chris Kirschner, the Athletic, goes up to Jazz Chisholm with the Red Sox coming to town, saying, what do you think of Rafael Devers? You know, look at you. You're moving all over the place. Now, before I read
it. What a loaded question.
Is it loaded?
What a baiting question to get some bulletin board material.
Is that what you think it was?
I mean, obviously.
I don't think it's trying to get bulletin board material. I think it's saying, hey, your mindset has been play me wherever.
Okay,
this guy's mindset is the opposite.
Who cares about his mindset?
Oh,
seriously.
I disagree.
Why would Jazz Chisholm give you-know-what about Rafael Devers' mindset?
Well, I think Jazz...
What does that have to do with the Yankees being a successful team?
It has nothing to do with the Yankees. It's more interesting to hear the perspective of an athlete who's saying, I'll play anywhere, versus someone else who's like, I'm the DH, don't ask me to do anything.
So it's a fine question to ask. Just don't make it relative to somebody else. Especially someone else you're about to get into a series with.
This is what makes you great. You look at angles that I'm not even thinking of. Your angle is, why is this writer asking Jazz Chisholm this?
Just ask him, what is it like to be asked to play multiple positions? You know, Rafael Devers doesn't want to do that, but, you know, what do you think about him?
That was not the question. The question was directly, what do you think of the Devers situation compared to yourself?
Well, that's even worse.
It is. What do you think Jazz did?
I think he took the high road.
Jazz is a very honest guy.
He is a very honest guy.
So you think his honest answer is to take the high road?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to say, you know, answer what I know.
Okay.
Which is, the Yankees asked me to play third, and I said, I'm all in.
So you don't think he'll even opine on the Devers situation? He's just going to be
listen. He shouldn't opine.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Because that's taking rider bait.
I'm telling you right now, he opined.
Yeah.
Okay? He opined. Now.
Chum the water and ask a question.
Here's what he said.
Hook, line, and sinker.
See, I don't think you see what Jazz did coming, though.
Okay.
I think you don't know what Jazz did.
All right, let's hear.
Quote, his situation is completely different than mine.
Oh.
He was promised that position. That was promised to him. I believe if you're promised your position, you should go play that position you were promised. That's what he worked on his whole career. You can't go back on it. I don't have a problem with what he did at all.
Mm.
For him, it's completely fine to say, well, I was promised this position. I was paid, and the reason I'm here is to play third base, Chisholm said. That's his thing, and he has the right to say that. That's what he and the team talked about. When I got traded here, I was told I was going to be the second baseman, but I wasn't promised that I was going to be the second baseman. They never told me, you're going to be the second baseman for this many years, and this is how much we're going to pay you to do this for this many years. I just came here to win, so I'm going to do what I can to go get that ring.
That's even better than I mean, forget the high ride. That's a grand slam right there.
That's Jazz parking one in the upper deck.
Yeah, it is. He put Devers over.
Big time.
Acknowledged that this is on the Red Sox.
Yes.
Not on Devers. And then said, Yankees asked me to do what I'm going to do. I just came here to win.
That was maybe the greatest answer of all time.
That was solid.
Because
that was really solid.
What he did so brilliantly is he destroyed the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But he didn't destroy Red Sox players.
Right.
So it's not as if all bulletin board material, because they're all like, yeah, our organization's run by idiots, mm-hmm. right? Devers, I'm good with you. Management sucks.
Right.
Probably not a good idea for Jazz's free agency, but...
You shouldn't do that to players, Red Sox management.
Right.
Devers, good for you, dude.
Good for you.
I'm just here in pinstripes to win.
And put the Yankees over, mm-hmm. in which the Yankees didn't promise me anything. They said, hey, we're going to play you at second base.
Right.
Maybe not forever. Maybe for a week. Maybe for a month. So he surprised you. You were worried.
He surprised me.
Jazz Chisholm.
That's a solid answer. That's a savvy veteran, I've been around a lot answer, and he hasn't.
What Jazz has, and it's a great talent that has been learned, and I'm surprised he learned it because he was in Miami, where there's like no one cares.
Right.
Jazz Chisholm has the ability, and I think you did this too, to be honest and give you stuff.
Right.
Like, he ain't going to get, like, Aaron Judge is honest, but he doesn't give you a lot. Like,
right. He's not really saying anything.
He's not saying anything. Jazz Chisholm will say a lot, and he's honest. But it's also hasn't been controversial yet for the New York Yankees. It hasn't caused any issue. Like, this comment's great. This issue, this comment will gain steam maybe in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, look at Jazz.
And he's not even, I mean, he's talking about Rafael Devers and the Boston Red Sox, but he's kind of talking about the entire league, right? If you sign a star, you pursue, heavily pursue or acquire or draft or whatever, and then you pay that dude a ton of money to do something and you promise him that's what he's going to do, you better let him do it.
Yeah, I think you need to be open and honest when you sign guys to contracts like that. Mm-hmm. We are live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Like, I give you an example. The Mets signed Juan Soto to a 15-year deal. If the Mets want to be honest, they probably, I don't know if they did this, but they probably should say, look, here's the way we envision these 15 years. Mm-hmm. You're the right fielder for now. We may want to move you to first base down the road. Mm-hmm. We may want to move you just to DH exclusively. And if you don't have those conversations, you run into the risk of awkwardness
Of having what's happening in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you an example of something that could happen like immediately with the Mets. So this year, the team is the team, and it is what it is. What if Pete leaves? What if Pete Alonso, and that would break my heart, by the way. The more he succeeds this year, the more it's going to be difficult to ever see him not as a Met. So I'm just telling you. But Pete leaves, it doesn't work out.
I don't see him leaving, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
And all of a sudden, you know, Kyle Tucker's out there. And the Mets are like, boy, it's not a bad replacement for Pete. Well, that would work with Tucker maybe playing right and Soto moving to first base. If you never had conversations with Juan Soto about it, you better start. Otherwise, you risk having this awkward situation. So I think communication with an organization is really important. And what I've learned in this Red Sox story is that a lot of it is on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Devers is getting a lot of crap, but if they weren't honest with him, it hurts. And clearly Jazz came out and basically said that's what
it's
happened.
It's new management, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's the out for the Red Sox. That's not what I promised. That's not my vision.
Mm.
That was the previous regime's vision. So I get why you're upset about it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But letting it be in the public like it's currently in the public is not good for either side.
No. It's a negative.
Right, because both of them are going to get criticized. There's nobody that wins that argument.
Kevin is calling from Manahawkin, New Jersey. Good early evening, Kevin.
Hi, guys. I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because I watch every day.
Appreciate it.
And I know that it's not a good thing. Okay, Jake. I don't think that Herman Munster will ever win a World Series in his life.
Why?
He was scared to death. He was scared to death of that ball in the fifth inning.
Did you just call Aaron Judge Herman Munster?
Yes, it was Herman Munster. And he broke a building. That building was there, 55 years in Dodger Stadium. He broke the building, for God's sakes. And
I think the building broke him.
Well, yeah, he broke it. He broke his toesies. Oh my God! Grow up, will you? For God's sakes!
He can't help it. He's a big man running into concrete. What do you think is going to happen? The concrete's not going to give.
Kiki, it's been there 55 years. No one else has been, hurt by that building in 55 years. And all of a sudden, Herman Munster breaks into that thing. Whose fault is that?
Oh, Kevin, you're the best! Wow, that's amazing. Of all the Tommy, you better file that one away. The next time you're in a Lugash debate series arguing about Aaron Judge, you better call him Herman Munster.
And then he broke Dodger Stadium.
He broke Dodger Stadium. It's been there for 55 years. I tell you, it's always fun.
That's a great call.
When Aaron Judge is hitting .392 and leading the world and everything, and the Yankees are cruising to the American League East, to have someone call up in the middle of June and say, they'll never win with that loser. He's Herman Munster.
I don't think he was scared of the ball in center field against the Dodgers. I think he was catching it before he caught it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Football players do this all the time.
Yeah, but
take your eye off the ball.
But Aaron Judge has caught 100 million fly balls in the outfield, and that has never happened.
And that wasn't even a hard one.
Oh, I know. That's why that error is so tough to live with, because it doesn't happen, and you get it a million times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Brett Beatty made an error yesterday that cost the Mets the game. And he should have made the play, and it was bad. That, you get once in a while. It doesn't happen all the time.
It's because of the pump fake.
Yeah, and it's because, what's his name? Will Smith hesitated.
Yes.
And then he pumped. Right, all that. But that's not a play you get every day. A fly ball to center field, when you're a center fielder, is every day.
Yeah, like a walk into catch fly ball.
Yes.
Not even a run to catch fly ball.
I was sitting there in the Spanish broadcast booth that night. Sean Morash was next to me. The great Ricky Ricardo was there. And we're watching the game. Great view. And I'll always be grateful that they allowed us to be in the booth that night. When that ball was dropped, that is one of those moments I'll never forget, A, what I said, and B, what I felt, which was utter shock. And I'm sorry to talk about this today, but with the Herman Munster stuff and the drop line, it rekindled these memories. It was one of the most shocking sports moments I've had in a long time because I didn't know they were going to blow the lead. Obviously, though, that was a bad sign.
Right.
But watching such a good defensive player, someone who's so sure-handed, drop an easy pop-up like that was mind-numbingly crazy.
Has he ever won a Gold Glove?
I don't know. I'm going to guess yes. I'm going to say yes. Let me look up his baseball reference page.
Yeah,
because I'll tell you this, he deserves one.
I was going to say, even if he hasn't, you don't worry about his defense.
Yeah.
And you could put him almost anywhere in the outfield.
He has
and
not won a Gold Glove? Yeah,
that's surprising.
A disgrace.
Well, I mean, how many seasons has he had great outfielding statistics, but also played the whole season.
Yeah, but statistics are overrated when it comes to outfielders. I use the eye test, and look, right. I understand I'm spoiled. I watch him all the time like Yankee fans do. I think what may have hurt him is that he's played a lot of center and a lot of right.
So he doesn't have a full, defined space to be.
Yeah.
This year he will.
Like in 2022, which was an amazing season, 78 games in center, right. 73 in right.
Yeah, so
that's
where are you?
That's a split.
You can't do it.
Yeah. 2023 missed a lot of time, but played 54 in right, 18 in center. Last year was basically center field. It was 105 in center and 8 in right, and then 41 at DH. He always gets those DH days. This is the first year where it has been exclusive. 46 in right, 15 at DH, 0 in center field.
Right.
So he deserves one. He's a great defensive player, and I think that's what adds to it. When a great defensive player doesn't make a play.
Right. If somebody who boots the ball around every now and then, you're like, ugh, I could see that.
Yeah.
But not him.
Joanne in Manhattan. What's up, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Hi there. Tiki.
What's up?
Tiki, thank you for all the great years when you were a Giant. I enjoy them every time.
I appreciate you.
And wish you were back on the team. Anyway, I'm calling about Aaron Rodgers. Why didn't he just pack it in?
Because he still has
enough money. He's got enough glory. He should go back to California and eat bark. And seriously.
Eat bark? I've never heard that.
He needs a shrink. He needs a shrink to let him know it's time for him to pack it in.
Well, I don't know if he's going to. Obviously, he's not, as he just agreed to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I think honestly he just doesn't want to go out with the stink of this last couple of years with the Jets.
Well, what's going to happen in Pittsburgh?
Probably something similar.
That's what I was leading up to.
Injury,
ineffectiveness. Because that's the next question now that Aaron Rodgers is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers is, okay, what do we think is going to happen? Like, the Steelers tend to make the playoffs every year. They tend to be good.
Well, yeah.
Is that just going to continue with Aaron Rodgers a quarterback? Nothing really changes, good or bad? Or does it go horrible? Does it go great? Are they a Super Bowl contender? Like, what the hell happens?
I mean, he's going to end up starting and playing. Will Howard is going to be sitting right there. I guess Mason Rudolph, he's there, right? He's now the third string guy. So, I mean, I think at some point you'll see a little bit of Will Howard unless Aaron Rodgers looks like Aaron Rodgers from MVP seasons a couple years ago with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I do want to give you something to look forward to on Monday, and I have been waiting so long for this, and we needed to be patient.
Yes.
Okay? Monday at 4 o'clock, we are going to finally have the results of WFAN quarterback bingo.
Oh, nice. Hold on real quick. Time out. Goodbye, SNY. Thank you for joining us, as usual. Have a fantastic weekend. Allow our beautiful faces to be shown to all the viewing public. Baseball Night in New York is next, brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Well said, Teague.
Thank you.
So all the way back in March, we love to make predictions around here, and what we do is we pay off the predictions. So we'll save it, we'll have the audio, and then when the results are in, we'll check it out. This is a real long one, because all the way back in early March, before free agency, we took the five top quarterbacks.
Right.
And we all kind of made predictions on where they would end up. They all ended up somewhere, except for Aaron Rodgers. And I was steadfast. I said, we cannot reveal the results until Rodgers signs. The bingo game isn't over. So finally, now that Rodgers apparently has signed, though I don't think he's confirmed it yet, right? It's still just being reported by Ian Rappaport. Mm-hmm. On Monday at 4 o'clock, we will check in on the results of all our predictions. And the best part is, since it was so long ago, most of us forgot. And definitely the audience forgot. So Monday at 4 o'clock, the results of quarterback bingo.
I just know that you're wrong.
Yeah, I said retire.
Yes.
You're right.
I thought you were actually going to be right.
So two part to this. I am wrong. Okay, I absolutely will be wrong on the Rodgers part of quarterback bingo. Here's where I'm not wrong yet. At the beginning of 2025, we played a game. Make a prediction about this upcoming sports season. No rules, whatever you want it to be.
Right.
My prediction on January 2nd was Aaron Rodgers is going to play his final game in the NFL this Sunday at MetLife Stadium against the Dolphins. Until Rodgers plays a regular season game, I'm not wrong yet.
No, it's true.
I am not wrong.
That's a good point.
So that prediction is still in play, right, but the retirement thing in terms of where he would end up in quarterback bingo, that is an L.
So when does our retirement, when does our prediction matter? Start of the regular season or start of training camp? Because it could be, let's say he just is terrible. It's just gone from him.
Yes.
Walked off the cliff. and Will Howard has a fantastic camp, and the Steelers are like, you know what, Aaron, we love having you here. You can be a backup and mentor him, mm-hmm. but you're not going to play. And he decides, that's not for me. I'm retiring.
I win.
Then you win.
Yeah, because my point was, and this
regular
was a
season game.
Year prediction, this is his final game in the NFL. Preseason games do not count.
No.
They just don't.
Well, he's not going to play anyways.
Right, and he's not going to play in the preseason. And showing up at training camp does not count. But Monday at 4 o'clock, we'll check in on quarterback.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.